This poem is called The Night Game. The Night Game. Some of us believe we would have conceived romantic love out of our own passions, with no precedence, without songs and poetry, or have invented poetry and music as a comb of cells for the honey. Shaped by ignorance, a succession of new worlds, congruities improvised by immigrants or children. I once thought most people were Italian, Jewish, or colored. To be white and called something like Ed Ford seemed aristocratic, a rare distinction. Possibly I believed only Gentiles and blondes could be left-handed. Already famous after 1 year in the majors, Whitey Ford was drafted by the Army to play ball in the flannels of the Signal Corps, stationed in Long Branch, New Jersey. A night game, the silver potion of the lights, his pink skin shining like a burn. Never a player I liked or hated. A Yankee, a mere success. But white the chalked-off lines in the grass, white and green the immaculate uniform, and white the unpigmented halo of his hair when he shifted his cap. So ordinary and distinct, so close up that I felt as if I could have made him up, imagined him as I imagined the ball, a scintilla high in the black backdrop of the sky. Tight red stitches. Rawlings. The bleached horsehide white, the color of nothing, color of the past and of the future, of the movie screen at rest and of blank paper. I could have. The mind. The black backdrop. The white fly picked out by the towering lights. A few years later, on a blanket in the grass by the same river, a girl and I came into being together to the faint muttering of unthinkable troubadours and radios. The Emerald Theater. The night. Another time, I devised a left-hander even more gifted than Whitey Ford. A Dodger. People were amazed by him. Once, when he was young, he refused to pitch on Yom Kippur. It's a little known fact that I invented Sandy Koufax. I invented him, then he was there. In that relation, I always think about one of my favorite exchanges in the movies is in Saturday Night Fever, when they do something and the Deborah Winger character says to the Travolta character, that was terrific, that was really great, did you make that up? And he says, yeah, I made it up. He says, well, first I saw it on TV and then I made it up. And I think anyone who's done an art knows what that means. If you do an art, there's just doing it because you've seen it done, and there's doing it. And inventing doing